Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. I'm excited to talk about this today. Recently, I had someone gaslight me, about a year ago or so. And this person was a textbook gaslighter. And they finally left my life, as I wouldn't allow them to distort my reality and manipulate me. But I became their enemy, and they became the victim, which is typical of gaslighting behaviors. And I refused to let them twist my reality. And I know this one well. And I took note of it so I could gain better understanding of this abusive behavior. It's a reminder of how familiar I am with gaslighting, as it's been a major part of my life. And I began to realize how confused people are around gaslighting and what it really is. And a shower thought was born. First and foremost, let me give you, or let's just give, social media a big cheer for confusing the internet and people with what gaslighting really is. On social media, anyone who wronged you or anyone who you are mad at is a gaslighter. And I have to laugh at it because gaslighting is often used in an accusatory way. And yes, it's very trendy to use it when someone wronged you or oftentimes offer their perspective. And it's not the same perspective you want. In fact, it is one of the trendiest words today. And here's why. According to Merriam-Webster and their online dictionary and everything, the term gaslighting increased by 1,740% in a single year, and that was in 2022. And, you know, I have to laugh because I love it when people fling things that they don't know what it even is, but welcome to social media. And here's the thing, the world's increasing population is marked by the rise of incorrect usage of certain words, and gaslighting is really there on the top. The fact is, most people who fling the term don't have a well-rounded idea of what it even is. Now, professionals say it's become a common word for the perception of deception. I love that. Perception of deception. So if you feel wronged or deceived by someone, then they're suddenly a gaslighter. And I'm here to say, no, that is not what gaslighting is, not at all. Gaslighting, and this is serious, folks, gaslighting is where someone manipulates you and your conversations so much that you question your own sanity and reality and judgments. It's an abusive tactic where the person questions facts over and over and over until you feel confused. They undermine your skills and your truths, and they manipulate your reality until suddenly you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, yeah, yeah, fine. Then they'll turn that around and say, but you said this, and then you said this. And I'm like, I'll say whatever I can to get you out of my life. So the primary objective of the gaslighter is power and control. An example, and let me give you a really simple example so you can get this. Say you know what your birthday is. My birthday is May 14th. So the gaslighter will say, when's your birthday? And I'll say, May 14th. And the gaslighter goes, no, that's wrong. You weren't born in May 14th. You were born May 12th. And you can go, no, I was born May 14th, my birth certificate. Yeah, that's not right. No, you weren't born then. And he'll go on and on and on until you finally break. Now, the person I had the run-in with, who was a gaslighter, I had watched them gaslight throughout the years of other people. And then the gaslighting happened to me. And this is why it's so important to know what it really is, so you can protect yourself. You know, I felt sad for them, and they struggled with communication and seeing any other side but their own side. And since they had to twist people's reality to fit their mold, their friendships were sparse, and they always seemed to fall victim to other people who try to stand in their power. And then he had more enemies than he did friends. Now, the gaslighter tends to undermine their victim's confidence and self-trust. They position themselves as the sole beacon of truth. They will hold on to the truth for dear life and even give you the date. They said, I don't want to talk to you. I quit talking to you 452 days ago. You know? And with that said, gaslighters, if they don't get their way, they will cast themselves as a victim, and they will manipulate the real victim into often leaving them emotionally incapacitated or doubting their own experiences and truths. Oh, it's a big deal. So what causes someone to be a gaslighter? Well, the personality of a gaslighter commonly involves the need to have control of others and feeling superior. And they have a big disregard for others and their feelings and their mental health or their physical health. They don't care. Individuals with narcissistic personality disorder and antisocial personality disorder are often using gaslighting tactics. And they have major insecurities about their identity. And there are many reasons for that, but it's said that they've never really explored themselves, and they don't know who they really are. And it's easier for them to present a false sense of self and mask themselves. And then they go around and they challenge other people to look at their own selves so they don't have to look at their selves. Ugh. But here's the thing. You will find they have big egos, and they see it as strength. Their ego is their strength. And they're normally healthy, happy, strong people. And what you don't know is how insecure they are and how desperately they need a checkup from the neck up. And this is how gaslighting works. They transfer their insecurities onto you. Then they make you question your own reality so they can get on with their life without having to even look at their life. They are extreme energy vampires, and they feed off others. They can be charismatic initially and give you so much support and appreciation, and then they'll turn around and give you so much grief in the next moment. So it can be difficult, and it can cause harm. You see, those who gaslight spread rumors and gossip about you to others. And then they try to pretend to be worried about you and that they love and trust you, all the while they are telling other people that you're emotionally unstable or crazy. And it gets difficult here because the gaslighter can be quite effective in convincing other people how crazy you are without knowing the full story. And I've seen many relationships of all kinds been destroyed by a gaslighter who is miserable and needs help. But be sure to hear both sides of a story before placing judgment. Who knows? Maybe a gaslighter told you the story. What should you know? Well, there's a lot of things, but the biggest thing is not to gossip about them. It gives them power. So it's important to share with a friend or a counselor or a family member, but not to turn it into drama. Rather, to reach out to a few people for help. You can set boundaries and make sure they don't get crossed, but they will try to cross them. you could get an outside perspective, like talking to a counselor about what you're going through. You need to learn to stand firm in your truth and try not to let them break you, because they will try. If you can't get away right away, just keep the conversation short and sweet. That's what I did. And just to get rid of them, I just went, and I agreed with everything in hopes I'd never see them again, which is very true. You should increase your support system. Get counseling. Make sure you're working on you, and you should meditate and be mindful. See, when we are present in the here and now, and we take deep breaths and stand firm, it makes it harder on the gaslighter. If you're calm, it's more difficult to be manipulated. So stand in your truth. Stand your ground. Oh, and people, stop calling everyone who ticks you off a gaslighter. Please. It gets really old, and it takes away how dangerous gaslighting really can be. For now, this is Tyler Wood saying, be sure to walk in peace.